This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you hungry and looking for a nearby food truck? Well, one may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Antonio Rivera, with Bistro Bayet. How are you doing today, Antonio?
I'm great, Garfield, and yourself?
I am blessed. Excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your company.
So we are a food truck, which is a mobile kitchen. Pretty much it's a restaurant on wheels. We are going into business to provide a good product for people out there because, you know, especially in Port St. Lucie, which is growing so fast, people need new places to eat and enjoy good food. So being a food truck means that we can actually take the food to the people wherever they are. We can go in different locations, different directions, take part in events or do private parties or catering events. So my food truck basically is multifaceted. We cater to the young folk as well as the older folk. Let me just explain a little bit about that. So one of our main items that we are going to be selling on the food truck is boba drinks. You know, those drinks that all the young kids are into right now. It's called tapioca pearls. We also have different types of toppings. So it's basically drinks that everybody likes. It's milk teas, it's fruit teas, it's mocktails. That is one of the main products that we will be selling. Also, we're going to be doing beignets, you know, out of New Orleans. It's a sweet treat. It's a fried dough that is covered in powdered sugar, and we actually infuse our beignets with flavor and add additional toppings on there. For example, we could add sweet red beans, we could add taro bites, we could add, let's say, pineapple or mango. So that just giving you a little rundown of what we'll be selling. Apart from that, we also cater to, like I said, the older folk, the regular person out there, you know. So we have the Philly cheesesteak, we have the pulled pork wrap. It's basically on naan bread. So we have pulled pork, we have the sausage, we're going to be doing Italian sausages and so on. We're going to be doing that moist Philly cheesesteak and quesadillas. So it's kind of multicultural. We cater a little bit of everything for everyone.
So, Antonio, well, you're not busy running your business. What do you like to do for fun?
Well, I like my family. I love my family. And they are the ones that keep me together. You know, we love doing things as a family. Going out to eat is one of them. I also go to church. You know, I go to church. I volunteer at church. You know, I think God has blessed me, and I try to give back as much as possible to the community. So basically, that's my fun life. That's my fun life here.
Let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveball. Let's talk about one hardship, one life struggle, something that you've been through and you can look back today and say that you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
Well, I would say that my recent journey, right now I consider myself to be a walking miracle because I recently went through a trial in my life. And I would say it was a fire if we speak like a Christian, you know. It was a fire. I went through a fire and I came out from the other side. You know, I was diagnosed with kidney failure a few years ago and ended up on dialysis. I thought I would have been on dialysis for 3 to 5 years because when you get put on that list, it's literally 3 to 5 years before you get a call, because obviously there's a number of people in front of you on that list. However, God stepped in and he said, hey, you got more work to do, you know, and within about 5 months, I got a call. It was miraculous, you know. My nephrologist said, you know, I almost broke a record for getting a kidney the fastest by being on the list. So God has blessed me. God has taken care of me and brought me out on the other side, where now I'm able to get back out there and work and support my family. So if I had to speak of a real trial in life, that would be my greatest trial that I faced.
Yeah, God is good.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, Antonio, if that's okay.
That's okay.
I know you have a lot to say about your business, but what is the one thing that you want our listeners to remember about Bistro and Beignet?
Well, what I want listeners to remember about Bistro and Beignets is that we give good customer service, okay? We come to you wherever you are. We do catering events, private events, as well as public events. And we cook with love. We cook, you know, because we like to eat. So we cook what we know that the customers would like. Okay. And everybody out there has a different palate, and we try to please all of them.
I know my listeners are probably, if they're like me, they're hearing all this delicious food and they're probably getting hungry, and they're asking themselves, how can we get more information on Bistro and Beignet?
Well, the best place to get information on where we would be on our events, or if they want to order catering from us or book us for private events, would be contacting us on our social media. So we do TikTok, we do Instagram and Facebook. So they can find us there. It's Bistro and Beignets.
Okay. And for those who just like to press the numbers on the phone, is there a number you'd like to share?
Absolutely. So the business number is 772-722-6172.
Well, Antonio, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Thank you very much, Garfield, for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.